Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon and welcome to Collaborative Connections radio show and podcast sponsored by KLM Consulting. I'm your host, Kelly Lorenzen, and we're coming to you live from the Phoenix Business Radio X studio. Collaborative Connections is a radio series created to bring entrepreneurs, nonprofits, and associations together to build relationships, foster collaboration, and grow a stronger community together. Our hope for today is that listeners and guests alike will walk away with a golden nugget and/or a resource for their business. Today, I have the honor of being in the studio with three amazing people that I would love to introduce you to. Gwen, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
With Arizona Fund Services. Thank you for joining
me. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Laurel with Maggie's Place. Thanks
Hi.
For coming.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And Debbie with Pulse Radio. Thanks for coming.
It's nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome. So today we'd like to talk about business, your business, how you participate in the community, what you're about, what you're looking for, maybe a nugget or a takeaway for our listeners. So Gwen, you want to start with us?
I can start. So Arizona Fund Services, Party Costume Shop in Tempe. We're a party costume shop. We also do school carnivals, company picnics. I am active in Local First Arizona and the Tempe Chamber Ambassador. So that's what I do in the community. I would love to do more. So whatever comes my way, if it's a good fit, I'm on it. Oh, and Lost Our Home. I'm a walk dogs at Lost Our Home.
You're a busy girl.
Busy girl.
Tell us about Arizona Fund Services. Tell us all the good stuff you have there, what you offer.
So we have party supplies, obviously, and we're a costume shop. So we have full-service theatrical makeup department. We also rent and sell costumes and all the accessories you would need to get all your costuming needs. But Fun Services started as a school carnival company in the 1950s. So we do school carnivals, corporate events. So we have the bounce houses, booths, games, prizes, whatever you need for that. And then Fun Services created the Holiday Gift Shop program. So it's an in-school shopping program that we work primarily with elementary schools, but we have done it with other organizations. So the kids can buy products for their families at the holiday season.
It's exciting. I've been in quite a few times with my family and for all the parties we have. You have tons and tons of stuff and such a great local business, small mom and pop.
Thank you.
We love coming in there. And
we
the
love
costume,
having you there.
And the costumes, you can rent them, buy them. Right mm-hmm. now, you have so many to choose from. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
But it's exciting.
You did put a cool little video up on our website, too, that shows the inside of the shop. So it's cool. It is fun.
Very exciting. And so tell us what you're looking for.
Well, I'm looking for any connections with PTOs, PTAs, CEOs of corporations or the marketing departments that, you know, want to put on a good event for their employees and or customers. So, I mean, any people say, what is your niche? And there's a lot. We have a lot of niches. So any
costumes right now, for sure.
Costumes too. Yeah. And any person that, you know, I'd rather they come to our store and have a great experience than go to any of the pop-up stores and not have such a great experience.
Absolutely. And support local business.
Exactly.
Because we love that.
Yes.
And the Holiday Gift Shop is such a cool program. You can do it in school and give back to, because you're partnered now with Toys for Tots,
yes.
I hear.
Yes. We partners with Toys for Tots. So how that works is in 2019, Fun Services is donating $100,000 with the toys to Toys for Tots. But we also have Toys for Tots sponsored items in the 2019 line that as you buy that, then a toy goes to Toys for Tots for this next year. But Fun Services originated the program. And so we are the only company that has a brand new line every year. And we guarantee all the items so you're not stuck with anything that's broken. And then we take everything back at the end. So
that's
it's a perfect
so nice.
Win-win. You pay at the end. So it's perfect for the PTAs, PTOs. There's no upfront costs. And we do customer service, everything that you need along the way.
And what a cool experience for the kids to get to buy stuff for their families at the holidays instead of...
And they love it.
I, you know, go to the store and you have to turn around. Okay, mom, turn around and cover your eyes, you know, while I buy something with your money. Right. Like, we've been after, you know, when you have your open houses, I've brought the kids and they love going through all the stuff. And then they're like, don't look. And they have to go up to the register and put all their stuff in a shopping bag. So, you know, we can buy it, also. But what a cool thing for schools.
And that's the things that I think the kids remember the most about school. Yeah, you're learning things and that's always with you. But I mean, I remember as a kid doing all those, you know, extracurricular things in elementary school. Those are the memories that we have.
And the fall festivals. And you guys are doing the games and the bounce houses and all the things they can. We have that coming up too.
Yeah, we sell fun. How much do you want?
There you go. great ending. Thank you. Laurel with Maggie's Place. Welcome.
Thank you. And I do want to say off the top, I am at the tail end of a cold or allergies. I don't know which one. But if I'm coughing or sound a little weird, it's... No problem.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
Tell us a little bit about Maggie's Place.
So Maggie's Place is a nonprofit in the Valley. We target and serve the most vulnerable population in the community. So women experiencing poverty and their children. So we serve them by providing life-changing support and services at any point in their... So they come to us at any point in their pregnancy, and they typically stay for 9 months to a year after that baby's born. And using our different supportive services, whether in the home or at our family success center.
It's so nice. And how many homes do you have?
We have 4 homes throughout the Valley that our mothers stay with us at. We also have 2 transitional housing units. So one of those is more geared toward the reunification process, and one is that next step up after they graduate our program. So they do have a rent each month, and they kind of are getting back up on their feet. And then we have our Family Success Center, which also acts as our coordinating office for our current and alumni moms. And then we have 1 home in Ohio, actually. Wow. So, yeah.
Expanding.
Always expanding. Oh, yeah, so always growing. Nice. That is what we hope to do.
So nice. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing all the baby pictures.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Lots of newbies now.
Yes. If you ever need to hold a baby, we are the place to go. We have some cute little babies at each of our homes. And then actually, we're going to be coming up on our 20th year anniversary. So our oldest children are now 20 years old. So it's amazing.
Cool.
It is amazing. They're going off to college and...
Oh my gosh, what a cool thing.
We do have our Halloween party coming up, and so I'm hearing costumes and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, our kids. And I don't know if you follow us on Instagram, but we have some cute babies in costumes already. Just it's fun, and it's a great collaboration.
And people can donate costumes.
They can, yes. They can always drop them off at any of our homes or our Family Success Center. But we're always looking for gently used costumes of all ages. I know right now we're gearing towards those older 10 to 13 costume range age. But yeah.
Because everybody loves donating the baby stuff,
right?
Wait a minute. We forget about the baby.
Exactly. I mean, it is fun. But we are always in need of the baby stuff too. But yeah.
You have a wish list that you just
have
put
a wish
up
list.
For Christmas is coming.
Christmas is just around the corner. I mean... is going to be here before you know it. So we're already looking out for collaborations and partnerships within the community for toys of all ages, food for Thanksgiving, that kind of thing.
What else? Tell us what else is on that wish list.
Okay, off the top of my head, well, the toys, we do have our Amazon wish list as well that's kind of connected
perfect.
To Christmas, which makes it really easy. We found instead of just sending that list out, people can find us on our Amazon page. And it shows what kind of their kids' interests are at the moment of each age range. So, and it's easy because you click and it's just, I mean, Amazon Prime, I know we all have got it. We love it so much. I get something delivered almost every day.
I know, me too. It's bad.
Yeah. But so it works perfectly because they just click and it ships right to our Family Success Center. And it's awesome. The kids, our moms shop for their children, which we found to be really empowering for them. So about a week or so before Christmas, they come by and we call it the Christmas house, and they go through the different, we kind of separate the, well, we, I say that, and it's volunteers in the community that really help out with that, but they separate it by age range and gender, and our moms walk through, and it's just, it's a joy to experience it and have them feel more empowered picking out the items for their kids.
Oh, so nice. Oh, yeah, and I heard a stat recently. I think Frank, who's the director of marketing.
It's his birthday today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday to Frank.
Happy birthday, Frank.
About diapers.
Yes.
Per year. Tell us. I mean, we obviously you need diapers, but tell us what you go through.
Oh my goodness.
It's a crazy stat.
Do you have it off the top of your head?
No, I thought it was like 5,000.
I'm sure it
per
I mean, it's
child or something.
It's, I mean, insane.
It's insane.
It is. Yeah. And again, with that whole everybody's thinking babies and infants, it's actually they grow out of that infant diaper stage pretty
instantly.
Quickly. Yeah. So we're toddlers. Always actually we need like size three to six usually, which is always a huge need for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, diapers always. We can't ever keep enough diapers on hand because, yeah, kids go through them.
Oh, my gosh. Frank was telling us because we were in the Tempe Chamber and one of the committees is you guys are the charity for one of the committees.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so we decided we were going to do a diaper drive. And, you know, when he said the stats and everybody's like, okay, next time we're meeting, we're bringing diapers.
Right. It's a quick thing. You can grab from the store, but they are expensive.
They're so expensive. It's one of the most expensive things you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
So what a great, I mean, that's so easy to throw in an extra dish soap or an extra, you know, something. And you can, where can they drop it off?
So we have different drop-off times for our homes, depending because, I mean, we never know who's going to be in and out at the time. We'd hate for you to stop by and nobody be available, but our Family Success Center is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that's a great spot. But if you just give us a call, we sometimes have events on the weekends if you want to stop by. But yeah.
So nice. And people have garage sales and stuff. And then they instead of going to Goodwill, they can bring it right to you guys. You have a couple different spots of drop-off.
Right.
That's
yep.
so nice. So tell us who you're partnered with that you love in the community right now.
Oh my goodness. I mean, put me on the spot.
I know.
I'll have to say East Valley Women's League because they're actually putting on the Halloween party for us. So big thank you and shout out to them for really supporting us in that way. It's a fun event.
I mean, oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's very fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
what? How many moms have called Maggie's Place home throughout the year?
So throughout this last year, one second, I actually brought my stats. So we had 107 women at our homes, and that's coming with 84 children. So, yeah. So, and then over the span of these last 20 years, and we're at just under 1,000 moms that either still use our support or have graduated our program. So it's just around 950. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't that, and when you hear numbers, it kind of makes a bigger impact, doesn't it? Than just saying we help moms in the community.
Right.
I feel like the more people know how much you're actually doing makes a huge difference for people.
And I would like to say we have kind of a little motto where we say once a Maggie's Place mom, always a Maggie's Place mom. So whether they're with us a day or 9 months, they've graduated our program and still can use our supportive services at our Family Success Center. So
that's so nice. And what do you mean by graduated the program? Tell us what that means.
So they start at any point in their pregnancy, they can come to us. And then during that time, they have a contact person in the homes that lives 24/7. It's AmeriCorps members. We kind of call them our secret sauce as well because they're almost like that family supportive support that a lot are missing in their lives. And then so yeah, they're living with us, getting connected to different things in the community and resources. And once they're ready to graduate.
And tell us about AmeriCorps, because you just said that.
Yeah. So we have they're amazing. Their job is, it's incredible. They're kind of, 24/7 with our moms. So they come for a year of service typically. Sometimes they do a little bit longer, but they're, again, that's family support in the home. So they live with our moms at one of those homes throughout the valley. And kind of take them to doctor's appointments. I mean, a lot are there during the birth, and it's this connection that really helps.
So your impact is not just right. It's just keeps going and going.
I mean, I usually start every conversation with "There's a lot to Maggie's Place," so questions are easier because it's just we grow so quickly, and it's just the work we do. It kind of touches so much.
It does. And what a cool thing. My sister did AmeriCorps and loved it with little kids and moms in a shelter in LA. And what a great experience for them too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. That is a thing where a lot of our AmeriCorps members, when they start and how how their lives changed during that year. I mean, they say they've grown just as much too, where it's just so impactful and kind of changes their vision and or their look on life. And yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah. Does Maggie's Place qualify for the Arizona Charitable Tax
Credit?
We do.
Thank you for checking. So yeah, we do qualify for the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. So when filing your taxes, think of us. So if you're filing single, you can give up to $400 and $800 if you're filing as a married couple. So,
exciting. Yeah. Thank you for being on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm better than I deserve.
Yay. Tell us a little bit about your position at Pulse Radio.
You know, she's a hard act to follow. That's a really cool thing. And as I'm going to be a grandma in 6 months. So thank you for the diaper scare. Yeah. I'll be sure to pass it along.
Yeah, don't tell her. Don't tell her.
She'll find out soon enough.
So tell us a little bit about Pulse Radio.
Well, I'm with 88.7 The Pulse and 90.7 Neon. We are two community-supported radio stations that just happen to be run by high school students from various East Valley schools. And so we are actually a public school system. We are tuition-free, but they don't come to us for their full day of school. So they come to their home schools for half a day, then they come to us for half a day, and they get advanced career training. So to give you a story. My pedicure gal that gives me all my pedicures, Libby, she's terrific. She went to cosmetology school after high school, went to a cosmetology school, paid almost $12,000, got her licenses, went off into the community. Her daughter is at Evett doing the exact same thing, tuition free, and she will graduate with the exact same certifications her mom did as an adult. So wow, anything from cosmetology to culinary arts, which is where my heart is, you can learn to fly a plane, fire sciences, you can weld, car collision. My car was hit my second week there. Thank you, students. And wow. But I take it to the collision center and they're going to fix it for me.
Wow.
So it's really a great institution.
Yeah, and we need that. They mm-hmm. say that everybody's moving towards computers, right, mm-hmm. and software. And what happens when nobody's getting into any of the trades, then what?
Right.
So mm-hmm. we need that. And people need to know that that's an option. What a cool thing.
Well, I don't think people think of like becoming a fireman or an EMT or working in healthcare as vocational education, but it is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so the opportunity is great. And I just happen to work in the radio and audio production department because radio is my background. So I'm at a place where I get to do exactly what I love doing, but with a purpose this time.
Oh, that's so nice. And so tell us a little bit more about the radio station.
Well, like I said, we are community funded. We're community supported. And as a radio station that's part of a school, we're non-commercial. Now, does that mean that we can't run your messages and help you promote your business? We absolutely can. But we're run more like PBS, Channel 8, or KBOC, or KJAZ. So we like to help support our local businesses by keeping their money in the community, because our money stays in the community, and help do things that, you know, other radio stations typically can't do. So I came from big time radio, if you want to, whatever you want to call it. I won't mention which stations, but they are all wonderful radio stations. But I can come to Gwen and say, you know what, it's Halloween time. We need to get you on the air because I need to tell my listeners what's going on at Arizona Fund Services. Exactly. I can come to you, Laurel, and say, you know what, I really think your cause is amazing and I think it's really relevant to what my listeners need to hear. I need to talk to you on the radio. But we can do on-site events. We can do Facebook Live things. We can do podcasts for people if they need help doing that. So there's a lot of opportunity in local radio and keeping your money local.
Right. So nice.
Yeah.
What an extra benefit, right?
Well, you know, I've been there 3 months, so I'm kind of an expert.
But you're a radio expert, so at least you know that much.
Not on the audio production side. That's my husband's side of the business. He's an audio production, a radio producer for Total Traffic, so... Yeah, I can't get him out of my head no matter where I go.
That's funny. So who are some of your best supporters?
Well, Gwen from Arizona Fund Services is probably one of my favorites.
Oh,
John's Refrigeration is a great one. We have Primavera Online High School. We have Landings Credit Union, who's been a great supporter.
Dutch Brothers.
Oh, Dutch Brothers. A new one is the Arizona
Sunsplash.
State Fair. Yeah, Golfland Sunsplash. Yeah, keep it going, Gwen.
She knows. She's your advocate, right?
I don't want to let other radio stations know everybody that we work with.
No, that's right. That's so exciting.
Yeah. No, so it's a great way that local businesses can support their message on a radio station that reaches 90% of the Valley.
Yes.
But at the same time, they're also helping raise up the next generation of leaders. And so, you know, it's just a very fulfilling way to do what I love.
Way cool. And so how many students do you have in the program at one time?
Well, overall, we have four campuses. So keep that in mind. So I'm at the main campus, which is on Main Street in Mesa between Dobson and Alma School. We have a satellite campus near Mesa Gateway, and that's a beautiful campus. I was just out there. We have two branches that we call them, one in Apache Junction, the other one in Fountain Hills, which, by the way, has gotten so huge, I didn't even recognize it. I thought it was wow. five houses and a saloon. Fountain Hills is kind of big now. And between the four campuses, we have probably somewhere around 4,500 students or more. And then when you add in the faculty and staff, you know, we're closer to 5,000. So your message is not just reaching the Valley of the Sun. It's also reaching students, if you're interested in 16-year-olds and up, but also faculty, staff, and administrators at schools. So
nice. Yeah. And what about in the radio station? How many are in your program?
Oh, gosh. I want to say we probably have somewhere between 40 and 60 kids in both mornings and afternoons, which is pretty full. And then we have at any given time, we have first-year students, which are typically juniors, and then second-year students, which are seniors. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of fun. They started out in the apparently back in the old days when I was in radio, everybody wanted to be a disc jockey and get on the air. And now it's transitioned more into audio engineering and producing music and producing live bands and all these other things. So it's really fun because these kids come to EVIT because they want to. Not because they have to.
Right.
So it's nice having those kids around, those creative juices just flowing.
Yes.
And getting to do what they love, what they're passionate about.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you wish we had that experience when we were in high school?
I hear that all the time.
Holy cow. What a difference that would have made to go to something that you really wanted to be at. I mean, even we had to wait till, what, the third year in college to get, you know, to get to some of the classes that you wanted to take.
I had
if you got to do it in sophomore, junior year in high school, junior and senior year in high school. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Why go to home ec if you can go to a culinary school in high school?
Wow.
And incredible. The bistro is on site.
Oh, yes. We have Bistro 13, which is it's a freestanding restaurant that's actually run by our kids. And Gwen and I eat there all the time.
Love the food at the Bistro 13.
Yep.
And
my nephew was in the welding program last year, and he's coming back next year. So, yeah.
Yeah. And who would have known? I mean, you know, you think of all these companies. I mean, I hear about it all the time, right? I have so many different kinds of clients. And so I love highlighting all of you guys because it's, you know, oh my gosh, wait a minute. There's a local, you know, Halloween costume shop / party store, which most people know you from Halloween costume, but they don't realize that you do the bounce houses and the parties and the carnivals and you name it.
Or
you guys
vice versa.
Do it, or vice versa. Right. Or they know you for one or the other.
Right.
But the holiday gift shop in the thing, you know, I mean, and to support local. And then Maggie's Place that's here locally.
Yes.
To have people that, you know, a lot of people know about Maggie's Place, but there's people that don't, and they don't know who you're actually helping, you know, in the community. And then to have EVIT to be here, you know, and have a radio station that gets to be supported by the kids, you know, for everybody in the community. I mean, it helps everything that I talk about is how are we making a social impact, right?
How can we help each other?
How can we help each other? I mean, that's the point of, you know, of starting the show is like, I want to help each other. And I'm always telling this client about that client and this person and this nonprofit about that one. I'm like, I just want to get everybody together all in one place, right?
I wish I could have this room. Each other.
Yeah, I wish I could have this room packed for like 30 to 40 people at a time, right? But I love the collaboration. I love that the fact that we all are here for a purpose. We're all, you know, in the community. We're all local. We're all wanting to further our businesses. But more importantly, how are we helping each other? How are we supporting?
Yes.
What kind of impact are we having? So what a cool, you know, thing to have you guys all in the same room and to learn something new about, you know, and tomorrow we'll go be telling our husbands and our friends, oh my gosh, did you know there was this costume shop? And did you know that my high schooler who's going to be next year, I'm freaking out about that, you know, that there's a school that you can go to and do exactly what you want to do. I mean, way cool. And to support each other, and you guys can work, you know, Maggie's Place and
Absolutely
and Pulse Radio can work together.
Yeah, I heard the word podcast and
if anybody's familiar with, we have a podcast that we're in dire need of some help with. So yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And Phoenix Business Radio X changes these, you know, into podcasts. So what a cool thing.
Right. Yeah. That's so cool.
People to get to support each other all the way around. So tell us a little, if you think of something, a little nugget, a little something new in business, in nonprofit, in social impact, something that you believe in that, you know, could help either help businesses or something you believe in, maybe a quote you love, something. I know everybody's giving me puzzled looks. Like, what do you mean? I love people walking away with something to think about, right? How are they, just the fact that we're all in this to help each other, you know, is something to walk away with. But what kind of impact are you, you know, what's your purpose, right? Something, a golden nugget. Debbie, do you have something?
Well, you know, my life has dramatically changed because now I'm actually working with high school students, so young adults. So I've gone from the corporate world to the educational world. And the situations that you encounter are vastly, vastly different. But because part of our mission is to serve the community and the voices within our community, and those kids are part of our community, we allow them to help sometimes guide the messages that we put on the air. So when it comes to anti-bullying and, you know, discrimination, the LGBTQ issues that are going on right now, our kids are the ones that are coming to us saying, I want to put a message on the air that says, this is wrong, this is right. Wow. And, you know, we need to support each other as students to make sure that we all feel safe, we all feel loved, and we all feel nurtured.
What a cool thing. Cool. I mean, for kids that are, you know, that can come to some, have a voice, right? Louder than themselves.
Literally have a voice,
have somewhere to come to. And that they're wanting to do that. You know, yeah. It's scary, right? In the schools, and they're not wanting to say anything. And, you know, I'm always teaching diversity, like inclusion. I've been drilling that into my kids' heads for forever, you know, like we have to teach that from the time they're little tiny kids, right?
Totally.
To be inclusive.
Just be nice.
Be nice. Exactly.
Nice to everyone.
Right.
Doesn't seem so hard, but apparently.
It is really hard, it seems.
And what a cool thing if we could actually change that by talking about it, by having the kids have a voice and talking to each other, that it's not okay to bully that kid. It's not okay. You know, stand up and say the right thing and stand up for that child. I mean, and what a great thing.
Yeah. And our kids on campus do love each other because, again, they all are there because they want to be. So they respect each other's gifts and talents. So it's just really nice.
They have a passion
big passion.
That somebody's giving them an opportunity to advance so early.
And they're taking it.
Mm-hmm. What a cool thing. Yeah. What about you, Laura?
Jumping off of the supporting one another, and you mentioned quotes. Of course, the very typical love is patient, love is kind. And I think with Maggie's Place, we really try to develop our programs around that patience and understanding and being more trauma-informed with our care, just meeting people where they're at, because we all come from different backgrounds, and respecting that and respecting their past and helping them along that. I mean, we don't all grow up with a very supportive family, so it's nice to recognize that in the community and be there for one another. I don't know if you're familiar with the ACE test, which is the Adverse Childhood Experiences, I want to say. And it kind of tests on trauma. And we tried it on our moms. And our moms test at a 7 out of 10, which means the childhood trauma and experiences that people go through. I mean, it's upsetting.
Terrible.
But yeah, so I would say that, yeah.
So tell me about the ACE.
Yeah, so it's a test. It wasn't developed by us. It's a well-known childhood experiences test. So our moms took it, and it's a bunch of different questions on just kind of past trauma, if you will. And it's out of a score of 10. And yeah, good. Our average mom scores a 7. So,
wow.
Yeah, and so that means that I think their children start at a 4 because of that. So, and that kind of makes higher risks for health issues and different things that they'd unfortunately have to go through. So meeting people where they're at and kind of being that loving support and being patient with that
that development.
And the process of it, right?
Exactly.
And everybody has childhood trauma, right? I mean, we all have something. It could be, you know, it's different for everybody. I mean, everybody has a scale, right, of the trauma. And if we dealt with it, if we had somebody to help us deal with it, you know, then imagine how then that affects or doesn't affect our children in the next generation and the next generation. If we all had somebody in a supportive community like Maggie's Place to have that, you know, support and get us through that.
So you know you're not alone, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What a cool thing. Gwen, you have any golden nuggets or quotes or advice? Or
so I'm going to go with local. Like, I don't want you to support just my business because I'm local, but we need to make a difference. Like, the only way we can be successful is to help each other along. And that's my success for me is helping the community and being out there where I can and bringing people along with you up, you know. So, and same with my employees, you know, I want it to be a really good culture within. And that's the whole conscious capitalism thing, which is, I think, amazing. And reading those books and trying to, you know, make sure that that's how Fun Services is run. And that's why the Pulse, when I met, you know, the first marketing person was Bree, that I met was, this is a perfect fit because we're supporting each other. And Eva, it's just amazing on so many levels too. So, and then I'm just excited about, you know, because do you have volunteers?
We do. Yeah.
And that's, I've been wanting to ask her that.
Oh, yeah.
Since
no,
she
we, yeah,
please. Yeah.
Volunteers are the hearts of our home. So,
right.
Yeah,
so,
we couldn't do what we do. Without.
So I want to learn more about that too, because it's like, how can we help? You know, that's, I just get so excited when you find out where that connection is with somebody. And so, and just, you know, helping the community and being in the community. And
you do such a good job of
thank
that.
You
do. And that's why that, you know, the more that you put yourself out there, right, the more supportive you are in the community, you get that back tenfold, don't you?
Yes.
You feel like, I mean, that's what, you know, I love helping you because you're so local. I'm like, no, you don't understand. You have to go to Arizona Fund Services. Don't go to anybody else for all of your, any, and I list like a million things I'm always telling everybody about you. Oh my gosh, I have this and that and this and that because you want to support other local, you know, efforts.
Right. And we, you know, we have to pay our bills, but that's not success. You know, I mean, success is helping everybody around you and just making our community and our, you know, just a better place and our economy thriving, right? Because of that. So that's what we need to do is shop local, shop local.
That's right. There's your takeaway, right?
And I'm a Tempe resident. So thank you very much for keeping your dollars in Tempe.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
That's right. That's right. Where Maggie's Place is, where are the locations of the house?
So we're throughout. So we have our first home is in downtown Phoenix, the Magdalene House. And then we have a home in Tempe, the Elizabeth House, and Glendale, the Michael House, and the Hannah House in Mesa.
So you are.
We're spread out.
Yes. But hyper local, right?
Right.
And in Ohio.
Right. And then, yes, we have one home in Ohio. An alumni staff member went out to back home after serving in our homes and saw a need there and asked if she could start a Maggie's
Oh
place.
My so, gosh. How cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And spreading then, it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, definitely. And then our Family Success Center is in Phoenix off of Indian School Road.
I've been there.
Yes,
what a
have.
Great place that is.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
Playground, and they have everything, resources, tons and tons of resources for moms and their babies.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. Anything else that you can think of that you want to share that we didn't touch on, something I didn't ask you about your business? Gwen, you have anything else? You're excited about the upcoming holiday gift shop. There's still time.
There's still time for the holiday gift shop. Yes, we never say no. If a school wants to do the holiday gift shop, we never say no. So we can, and there's no real deadline of signing up. It's, I mean, the earlier the better for promoting it to your kids and to the parents. But I think, I know we're the number one company doing it. And unfortunately, there's companies out there that, you know, try to emulate it and they don't do as good of a job and people get really frustrated and they stop doing the program. So
don't give up.
Give Fun Services a try because our customer service is our number one priority. So, and our quality of our merchandise. So, you know, give us a call, that or your school carnival. And we do, you know, multiple program discounts, obviously. And then the store itself, too. I mean, you can come buy your prizes there. So we're your one-stop fun shop. There. Just made that up.
That should be your new that should be your new tagline. Right. I'm going to use that in your marketing. I'm going to say, you said.
You said. Well, you know, you took me back there to show me the stuff that the kids could buy. So if there's any parents out there that want a Tiffany ring, when you sell for the holiday gift show. It was beautiful.
I know, and it's in a blue box too, right?
They're in the clear box. The blue box is the cocktail ring, which is also a staple in the holiday gift shop program for as long as, you know, I've been doing this for 30, going on 34 years. So we've always had Tiffany rings and cocktail rings. Of course, they've evolved and become better, but.
The stuff is so cute that they can buy. It says mom or grandma or dad on it. It's what, you know, it's a. And then after the prizes, like you said, you know, when we have birthday parties and we're like, what are we going to put in the bags? You know, what are we going to give away? And I come to Gwen's shop every time like, okay, give me. And there it's really inexpensive.
It's inexpensive because it's not packaged, you know, like you would get it at somewhere else. They put 12 in a package and they charge you for the packaging. You can pick out one or a dozen or however many you need.
Of tiny little things to really big prizes. Exactly. What a cool thing. Laurel, Maggie's Place, any thoughts, any
Just
we didn't talk about?
Reemphasize community involvement. So we, again, we love our volunteers. We love our partners, whether that be financial or in-kind gifts through our wish list. And we're coming up on the busy season. So we've got a lot of ways to get involved by volunteering for Christmas or donating for Christmas and Thanksgiving and hanging out at our home. So yeah, feel free to give me a call because we are waiting for some help.
That's exciting. Yeah. You need a lot of volunteers this time of year, I assume, and,
we do.
And donations to
yes,
to make
definitely
Christmas and the holidays and everything mm-hmm. and Thanksgiving. Everybody thinks, I think we skip to Christmas
right,
and we forget
so
about Thanksgiving
and, yeah.
that
people need to eat.
That people need to eat. Mm-hmm.
We are making little Thanksgiving food bags or baskets for our moms. So canned food for the holidays and like, you know, mashed potatoes and corn and stuff like that we'd always in need of. So.
And it's so nice to actually give diapers or give the canned food and it goes right to mm-hmm. the mom. Like
right.
I love donating and volunteering at places where I can see exactly where it's going. Mm-hmm. So that's a really easy way to donate to Maggie's Place mm-hmm. is diapers, canned food,
totally.
You name it, money, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. And if anybody is curious of how our homes run or want to come by for a tour, we're always doing tours. So give us a call and we'd love to schedule time for you to come in and see the homes and the community impact at work. So,
and you're on every social media that there is out
yes,
there.
We are.
So they can find you, Maggie's Place, anywhere on social or on your website,
yes,
maggiesplace.org. Debbie, anything that I didn't ask you that you want to share about East Valley Institute of Technology?
Well, you didn't ask me how tall I am, so
oh, good.
That's not going to get out over the air that I'm 4'11". But anyway, you know, I just want to encourage local businesses that may want to promote themselves. We've got an incredibly affordable way to get that done for you. If you want to come see our studios,
yes.
I'm telling you, they are state of the art. They're as good as, if not better than any station
yes.
that I've worked at in this city.
Kids are going to get spoiled, right, at your studios, and then they're going to go work for a radio station. They're going to be like, what the heck? I had
yeah.
way better in high school.
Yeah. Can I broadcast from my old studio? So yeah, so I'd love
it
to
is
help
awesome.
And work
schedule
with
a tour.
Yeah. I mean, Gwen is one of our biggest cheerleaders, and I appreciate that. And that's why I'm here today. It was at her invitation. So you don't often get invited by your clients to go do something and to help support the businesses taking her money, you know?
Well, absolutely.
No, so we appreciate
good.
It. So yeah. So yep, if you want to find out more, just go to Debbie at Pulse Radio.fm.
Exciting.
Awesome. Yep.
Exciting. Well, thank you all for being here. I appreciate it.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you
for having us.
Well, until next time, before we end today, let us know how listeners can get a hold of you. So which is best? Tell us which is best. Gwen, Arizona Fund Services, what's the best way
to get a hold of us?
Yep.
Is there a best way?
Is there a best?
You can call us 480-967-7129. Email us gwen@azfundparty.com. And azfunparty.com is our website. And also we're in Tempe, 1938 East Broadway Road in Tempe. You can always come and we'll give you a tour of the store and the building.
It's huge.
Awesome. It's huge.
Huge. And Laurel, Maggie's
Face. Yeah, all the outlets. So you could DM us on Instagram. Our website is maggiesplace.org. Our coordinating office phone number is 602-262-5555. Or you can email us at maggiesplace.org.
Thank you. Debbie, what's the best way?
Well, I live right behind the Fries at McClintock and Guadalupe, but if that's not convenient, you can email
me. Come to my house, right?
At debbie@pulseradio.fm. You can check out the radio station at pulseradio.com and listen to a stream. You can listen to us on air, or you can go to evit.com if you want to find out more about the school.
Thank you so much. I loved having all of you here on the show today. You've been listening to Collaborative Connections radio show and podcast sponsored by KLM Consulting. KLM Consulting is an on-demand business concierge and project management firm. We love helping entrepreneurs and nonprofits build, brand, and brag about their businesses. Tune in on the third Thursday of every month at 1 p.m. Until next time, happy connecting.